My speculation, like that. I was speculating, but I'd say that I would say that man is heading for a state of man is heading for a state of tremendous frustration and tremendous unhappiness and gloom. And I would say that that unhappiness and gloom would result from his the ultimate result of his efforts and progress, because it would be similar to a person who was poor and sought great wealth, and then when they found great wealth, they discovered that they also found great unhappiness, because the imagination will not be satisfied anymore. There's nothing more to look forward to, and then the person faces the void and the true emptiness of their life. So I would say, if I had to conjecturize, I would say that, to speculate, I'd say that that is the kind of frustration that will lead man to a search of God, and that the knowledge of the Torah will be revealed, and man would embrace it. So I had to speculate on a speculation, mere speculation. But I would say that would be my speculation. But it's, you know, I mean, you have to take it from the frame. It includes the frame. I mean, in such speculation, I'm not speculating this way based upon my knowledge of the psukim in the Tanakh. It's based upon a certain kind of hashkafa, a certain kind of being limited by the view that we have that from existing in our generation. That is, it has an intrinsic limitation. But the person in these kind of speculations has to be limited. You can't know what's going to happen in the future. So you have to be limited on the view that you have of the fact that you're existing in this generation, not in another generation.
Okay. Is there a criteria by which a person can adequately judge whether a certain event is part of Hashkafa or not?
Yeah. If he wins the lottery and he feels very good about it, he feels Zashkocha, he should know it is. Good reason to doubt it, let's put it that way. Good reasons to doubt it. If he learned about an idea, and he happened to encounter an idea of Chachma that affected his life, there's good reason to believe it is Zashkocha. I would say that way. That when the emotions get excited about it, there's good reason to believe it's not Hashkafa. And when the certain part of the person's mind sees that there's a true benefit in what occurred to him, and that certain occurrences that took place in his life led him to a more perfected existence, that I think he has a right to attribute to Hashkafa. Insofar, I mean, with always reservations, and we don't know Chachmas Hashem, but I think certainly Yischayev and Shevach Leida on a plane of Hashgacha Kolius and Pratius. I mean, even Hashgacha Pratius, Kolius you always chayev on. Yischayev and Shevach Leida for Kolius too. Nosh Nachum Chabaser Azana Salam Kula Betula. So Yischayev and Shevach Leida for Hashgacha Kolius also. I would say that if an event happened in a person's life which led him to a greater understanding of Torah and perfected his life and knowledge of Torah, I would say a person is chayev in shevach v'yadoya, even on the level of hashgacha pratis. And that the person with the reservation that Das Hashem is unknowable to us, but nevertheless he has to go by Ein L'dayin Al Mashein Avros. And so far as his judgment is concerned, I would say he has a right to operate under the assumption that this was Hashgacha Pratius, certainly with regard to Shevach HaDar, he'd be chayef on that level of Shevach HaDar. But if it's just something which appeals to his emotions and excites his nefesh ativi, nefesh abahami, then I would reject it. So therefore, it's really based, the recognition of the two spheres is based to a large extent on the person's perfection. Because there are people that can't distinguish between their excitement that's generated by the nefesh abahami and the nefesh aruchni. I mean, you just can't distinguish. They have to be at a level at least to distinguish and to know, yeah, you're getting excited, but which part of you is getting excited? I'm not saying a person shouldn't enjoy himself also. I mean, we're not ascetics, but you have to recognize the component from which the excitement is coming from. You have to have that ability.
What?
You
want the lottery by one number of the
year. That's right, that's to say Kishen Shem Barachim. Kishen Shem Barachim. Kishen Shem Barachim. Exactly, because you don't know.
Why
are we in the game?
Who
are they?
You.
Excuse me? Chias Mason.
It's not necessary. I mean, you could just have...
Do you like the idea?
The request applies that people might enjoy that because the idea that they don't want to be immortality in itself. But I'm just, so I don't, I'm trying to, so I function.
All right. Why you have to chias amazing? That's the question. All right. You want some more speculation, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you my own speculation on it. I don't know. I've never seen. I haven't seen. I mean, there is a Sadi Goyen. That he seems to say, I read it, I wouldn't say it was L'achar Iyun, but when I read it, it seemed to me that what his idea was is because of Klal Yisrael. In other words, that there's a phenomenon, entity of Klal Yisrael. And the entity of Klal Yisrael can't exist because of the fact that people are limited, their existence is limited to different generations. So you really could never have a total entity of Klal Yisrael. Because the people that live in the past aren't living in the present and in the future, etc. So therefore, the concept of Klal Yisrael could never be realized because of the limitation of the physical, because of the fact that people are limited by the they have to exist in various generations. But that doesn't mean to say that there is no concept of a total Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Tchias HaMesim would remove that problem by bringing back those people from the past generations, the tzaddikim from the past generations, so that you'll have an entire entity of Klal Yisrael existing simultaneously. And the one of the sources of Chesed and Mason is the Atzamos Yevashos of Yecheskel. If you look through that perek, it seems to give that impression. I say, you know, Atzamos Eila. Atzamos Eila Kol Beis Yisrael. So, as I said, I read a long time ago, but when I read this idea going, it left me with that impression that that's his idea of Chias HaMesim. A Chias HaMesim is because it is beneficial for humanity that there should be an existence of Klal Yisrael, and you can't have it because of the fact that man lives in successive generations. So therefore, Chias HaMesim takes care of that problem. That's what seems to me. I don't believe the Rambam gives a reason for it. I don't believe Rambam gives a reason for it. You could say perhaps the reason is that in order to perfect the klal, you need the individual, certain tzaddikim from the past. But then, you need certain tzaddikim from the past. So therefore, like Roshiva Shoftaich Roshonavi Yatzaich Klatua, could be. I mean, you could speculate that maybe that's a reason, or you could say perhaps something else, that there is a benefit for man's soul in being able to interrelate with perfected individuals. Now, in Olam Abba, I don't know anywhere where it says in Olam Abba that you can go over and interview the Rambam. It would be a nice thing. I mean, I can't say that a perfected person wouldn't want to do this. Certainly would have a great desire to do this, but you don't find anywhere that it depicts Olam Haba, I mean, in such a manner, to my knowledge, that we say that that's definitely so. But I would say that it would add to an individual's perfection to be able to interrelate, communicate with these great individuals. So perhaps my speculation, that Chias HaMesim is a situation where the soul can gain a perfection through a certain process that it was unable to accomplish during this lifetime because of the limitation of the physical, insofar as people have to exist successively and not simultaneously. So that could be a benefit of Chias HaMesim for man. That's correct, connected to Chias HaMesim. So that's very good. That would mean that through gaining knowledge and interaction with the great Chachamim of the past, that man's soul can attain a different dimension of perfection. If that's the case, it would mean that the actual that man would have another chance to an additional chance to perfect the soul in Chias HaMesim, if that's correct. That's my speculation.
You said the idea of the Mashiach, but in the first idea, why it's going to be a study of God, so that in terms of the idea of God, that the eventual perfection of society, you know, when he's created now for the eventual society
right.
will involve in an
right.
effective manner.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you can tie the idea to not only to the idea of the society, but the actual society itself.
I mean, Mashiach and Chias HaMesim, like the ultimate state.
Right, right.
That would explain why Chias HaMesim was after Mashiach. That's correct. So it would show that first Mashiach would do it in a natural way, no Shini Ateva, and then there will be the element of Chias HaMesim where man can perfect himself ultimately through breaking through the limitations of of man's existence being limited to specific generations. The limitation of man's existence. I mean, the limitation of man's existence is one that's intrinsic. I mean, whenever you lived, if we lived 300 years ago, we would have different limitations. We live now, we have certain limitations. So, Chias HaMesim would remove that limitation. It could be another possibility. I mean, I'm still in the area of speculation, but I could even say that it's for the benefit of those tzaddikim themselves, because of the fact that they had limited knowledge in certain areas because of the time in which they existed. So Chias HaMesim allows them to perfect themselves and exist in the situation where the ultimate knowledge that man can obtain exists, and that's in the time of Chias. So it could be for the benefit of those people themselves. It's possible as well. In other words, to remove the intrinsic limitation that man has because of the time in which he exists. That's what I think it is. It has to be, to my mind, I think it's associated with, there's no doubt that that's the underlying concept of Chias HaMesim. It means that the fact that people exist, whether it's for the Klal Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael, or whether it's for the Yechidim, but the concept of Chias HaMesim is that man will not be limited by the time in which he had to live in this existence.
So we're just saying that the idea is that someone who's really a Doresh Hashem, the reason, like the idea of Mashiach, is that like, Doresh Hashem is kind of the way God created the world. Saying another part of the way God created the world is that someone who's really searching for a reality will eventually exist in a state where
an optimum time. Ashman. No, that's why someone's a vegan.
But I'm saying anyone would gain.
What gain? If a guy looks like a man, what's he going to gain?
Yeah, but if he's the Haman was spoken with faith with Moshe.
No, that's not. A person is not Dorsha, I'm not Dorsha. Moshe Rabbeinu would know. You can't, there's nothing, a person has Bechira, and if he's not Dorsh, it's Hashem, so it wouldn't help him the time Moshe Rabbeinu is in. Yeah?
You mentioned something, maybe somewhere, but on the Kishabah, about that, you know, that you didn't have the future rebuilding of the Jerusalem or the Mount Mashiach. The concept of the certain concept wouldn't be conclusive. You couldn't have it unless you have these things existing in the future.
I don't understand it very well then. And the other, the last possibility is that it's for the person himself. The last possibility is for the person himself. So really, there's three possibilities, either for the klal, or for the individual insofar as he can interact with his great chachamim, or for the chacham himself, because he was limited by the fact that he existed in a certain limited time. He had a limited framework of knowledge because of that, because of the time in which he existed. Yeah.
And when he returns, he becomes physical again.
Yes.
All of the problems being physical come back again, right?
Correct.
So he's limited once again in certain factors.
Excuse me?
In other words, I don't understand death in terms of what it's supposed to be, but correct. If he's now connected up with the essence, but so now he comes back and he's removed again.
That's correct. He does come back and he is removed, but the thing is like this, that the state of existence of the soul after a person's death is based upon how he lived during his lifetime.
Right.
And he can't increase it. It could be that the idea of Chesed Mason is that the tzaddikim will be able to go beyond. They'll have an opportunity to perfect themselves, to perfect the soul once again, beyond which they were able to perfect themselves in the previous existence, due to the new situations.
And the people who just happen to be living in that generation, they will be able to approach the tzaddikim.
That's correct.
That's just the way it's going to go.
Yeah, because that's a perfection. In order to be able to...
Not mean everybody's dead and they come back alive, and there will be people who will be...
Oh, you'll be able to live in a generation.
Yeah, but most people in that generation...
They're lucky.
Well, there's no difference. I mean, if they were tzaddikim, they would have died, they would have come back anyways. Okay, yes? I'm not going to the Rambam. There's a Ramban. Ramban is a different chat, but I'm going to face chat around. Okay, so that's it.
Right. What does that mean, that there's going to be?